Hey, this is Greg Grunberg, a.k.a. your favorite Star Wars character, Snap Wexley, and you are right where you need to be, listening to yet another amazing episode of the Black Squadron Podcast.
Welcome back to the Black Squadron Podcast, episode 76. I'm BP, and joining me, as always, Todd and Darth Mari.
Yes.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
2024. This will be our sixth year of this show.
Holy moly.
Remember, I joined like in the thick of the pandemic, so I guess, yeah, it has been at least 4 years. Wow.
Yeah,
that's horrifying to think about.
Our first show was September 2019.
I joined later than when you guys actually started to.
Yeah, we had Cam and Mike and David for a bit, and
yeah, then,
here we are, we stuck. There's not a lot going on in Star Wars world right now, but what is going on, we're going to talk about it tonight. So, unless you guys have anything you want to talk about, we can hop right into the ye olde HoloNet headlines.
So, like BP said, there's not a whole lot of news. There's a lot of drama. But I'm not even open that can of worms because it's a lot. Like, if you don't live online, just be thankful. It's been messy.
I haven't heard anything because I've been living in Baldur's Gate.
So. See, I wish I had done that because it's just a lot of yelling. It's like a lot of angry. Like, I just imagine just people throwing stuff on X or Twitter or whatever it's called at each other. It's not fun.
Yikes.
But what is fun is we do have some interesting news. So one piece of news that I thought was kind of interesting that I came across is that Kylo Ren's arc was supposed to be different in the sequel trilogy. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Adam Driver revealed on the Rich Eisen show last month that his arc as Kylo Ren was going to be completely different from what we saw in the sequel trilogy. So instead of this, the Bendemption, the Kylo Ren redemption arc that we got, the original plan, I guess, was that the character was supposed to get more evil, more embracing of the dark side. So his actual quote is, "I had an overall arc in mind that J.J. Abrams wanted to do. His idea was that Kylo's journey was the opposite journey of Vader, where Vader starts the most confident and the most committed to the dark side. And then by the last movie, he's the most vulnerable and weak. He wanted to start with the opposite. This character was the most confident, most confused and vulnerable. And by the end of the three movies, he would have been the most committed to the dark side. I tried to keep that arc in mind, regardless if that wound up not being the journey anyway, because it changed while shooting, but I was still focused on that." I think this could have been a really interesting thing, especially the parallel between, you know, Anakin's fall to the dark side and Vader, where you have the whole idea of like, I will finish what you started, you know, this kind of conflicted, kind of confused, really wanting to be Vader. And then by the end of it, he really kind of embraces that full Vader mentality, that full what Palpatine kind of saw in Anakin. So what do you guys think? How do you feel about maybe if seeing a different version of Kylo Ren?
Give me evil Kylo all.
If we would have never seen Adam Driver's face in the entire trilogy, I'd have been perfectly fine with that. That costume, that mask was so perfectly evil. They should have just kept it and kept him going as nasty and gnarly as he could possibly be in a Star Wars movie.
Like when he kills Han, it's just kind of like, there should have been no coming back from that.
Well, I do think that they handled kind of his whole conflicted storyline pretty well in the sequel trilogy, but it is interesting at one point. I wonder where they might have made that switch to having him have that redemption arc and kind of point the story towards that Bendemption. Because there's definitely like elements in The Force Awakens that you're like, this guy's not really he's not good. He's got a lot of confliction, but he's also he likes the dark side a little.
Yeah. It killed me though. The first time he pulls his helmet off, what do we see? Perfectly feathered hair. It's like, man,
Listen, that ruined it. There's two guarantees in Star Wars. A stormtrooper is going to miss, and actors are going to have perfectly feathered hair.
Yeah. It made any evil of Kylo Ren fly out the door when they did that.
Oh, no, he's hot.
It's perfectly coiffed hair.
I will say, though, I don't mind the Kylo Ren story arc that we got, because, I mean, I enjoyed those movies, but had he been just like an absolute asshole, like a legit evil Sith, that would have been pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it would have just made the whole sequel trilogy interesting, like added an interesting wrinkle to it, because I think this has been said in other times when we've talked, but there does sometimes end up being a bit of a villain issue with the sequel trilogy, because you have like Snoke is the big bad, and then Snoke turns out to really not be nothing, and then Palpatine's the big bad. So I almost wonder if it would have helped the sequel trilogy if Kylo Ren was just that staple big bad, kind of like how Vader and Palpatine are in the original trilogy.
Yeah.
So
I think Claude was the real villain of the trilogy.
His screaming. You know what would be interesting, obviously, since Marvel is playing around with this, but if there was like a Star Wars what if, I think we did an episode about like what would be a cool what if, but this would be an interesting episode if they ever did a Star Wars what if, like what if Kylo Ren never had his redemption and fully embraced the dark side.
I really would like to see that. Same. But apparently we're not going to, because Adam Driver said he is done with the character.
He's out. I kind of get, but also I'm kind of like, story-wise, it makes sense. Like, he'd have to come back as a ghost. Like, hi, I'm here. I'm Adam Driver. Do you guys see his SNL? A side topic.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So he hosted SNL right before Christmas, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I saw an excerpt from it.
Yeah, the skits were pretty funny. He didn't really touch too much on Star Wars, which makes sense. He's been done with Star Wars for
a while.
He's got other projects he's worked on. But his opening monologue, he does like a piano. Like, hey, I do this every year. I want to talk to Santa. He's like, I didn't kill Han Solo. Woke up Han Solo.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, there's the Star Wars. That's the whole reason I tuned in. We can leave now. It was pretty funny. If you haven't checked it out, I would definitely check out his SNL hosting. He's a good actor, and he always puts like everything into any role he does. And it's always fun seeing him host SNL. Speaking of TV, a couple things related to The Mandalorian. So The Mandalorian season 3 won an Emmy. I think this was last night.
A couple nights ago.
Whenever it was. Won an Emmy for Outstanding Stunt Performance. This was, I think they were nominated for 9 Emmys. This is the only one they won. I believe they won this last year as well, which is great. They have an awesome stunt performing crew that all work super hard. And I think they really add that extra element to The Mandalorian. So
I got to meet Lateef, and he is so nice.
Yeah.
Like down to earth, so chill. Like I never would have guessed he was a stunt guy, like just hanging out with him, like he's just so nice. I mean, like, I'm not saying like stunt people need to be mean, but
like, it's a tough job though. I mean, they're the ones that are fighting and falling off buildings, and
yeah,
I mean, I almost feel like thankless. I'm glad that this season him and Brendan finally got credit, like in the big credits for each episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's awesome that they won.
Did you guys see the, like, while we're recording this, the Golden Globes is happening, I think. Pedro's there, and he has, like, a shoulder sling on. So I wonder what happened to him.
Oh, God. Probably not Mando-related. Maybe. I'm trying to think. He's, like, on 12. I saw a picture last. Yeah, I saw a picture last night of that. I think he's got a – he works on so many projects, it's almost hard to keep track of him.
Yeah. So. He's got a serious sling on, so –
well, maybe. Hopefully that doesn't impact. Well, he does a lot of just voice, though, for Mando, so that should be okay whenever they get season 4 going.
I mean, at this point, the Din Djarin is Brendan Wayne.
And Lateef. The stunt guys are the Mandalorian at this point.
He told reporters that he simply fell.
A likely story.
As an old man myself.
What happened? Oh, I just tripped. I was trying to make breakfast.
I reached for a towel and broke my back.
My whole back gave out.
Yeah. It's coming, you two. It's coming.
Oh, oh trust me, my shoulder has been hurting me for weeks. I didn't do anything. I don't know what happened. So I actually have to schedule a doctor's appointment for it.
Getting old is fun.
Yeah, it's great.
So that was the only Emmy that Mando won. Like I said, it was up for 9 different Emmys. It took home that one. It won't be, so the actual like televised Emmy Awards aren't until January 15th. And Mandalorian won't be present at that. But I believe Andor is, because that's up for multiple awards, including Best Drama Series, but that's got some pretty tough competition. So I don't know if they're going to take that home, because I think Succession is also up for that. And that's, I'm pretty sure, the favorite to win. And then the Obi-Wan Kenobi series is up for the Best Limited or Anthology Series. So fingers crossed on that one. Maybe
I would love to see them win that one.
It would be fun, especially, I wonder if like Ewan and Hayden would potentially be there for that. So that'd we'll so see. Cool. Tune in. It'll be on January 15th. Next up, some more Mando news. The Mandalorian was 2023's most watched original series in the U.S., according to an analytics firm. And Ahsoka was also in the top 10. So this was reported by The Wrap, but Whip Media assessed the performances of the 30 best performing series using their TV Time app, which measures the viewership of American audience members. From there, they're able to, you know, run some analytics and all that fun stuff to get an idea from January 2023 to November 2023. So their reporting indicates that The Mandalorian was number 1, Ahsoka was number 9. And I think Disney Plus also confirmed that The Mandalorian was the most streamed series on Disney Plus, which is kind of good, because there were some pretty heavy competition, I feel like. You had Loki season 2, which I feel like did pretty well. I'm trying to think of what else. That's the big one. That was the only other show that I was like super excited for.
Yeah, Andor, something hit Netflix too, right? That was popular for a minute.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But suck
there's it. A lot. There's a lot. There's a lot of TV that came out last
Mandalorian
year.
Mandalorian Supremacy.
Yeah. I mean, it's always, anytime the Star Wars series are doing well, then we all win, because that means that they get more seasons, which means more Star Wars goodness for us.
More seasons, less episodes. Let's go.
They're just going to start going down. You're gonna get like 2 episodes a season. Like, hi, I'm glad you guys waited 2 years for this. Here's a 2-part finale.
It better be 3-hour-long episodes.
It's going to be 30 minutes.
Speaking of Disney Plus, I saw a trailer for Echo, their new series Echo. Mm-hmm. It says stream all 5 episodes soon. 5.
Wow.
I will say that is TVMA though.
Yeah, that looks brutal. I'm excited for it.
I'm kind of like, ooh, I don't think Star Wars will ever get that dark, but like, could you imagine if we got a like TVMA Star Wars series?
Darth Maul.
Just cutting everybody in half.
Give it.
Andor season 2 could do it.
I don't think they'll get TVMA, but I could see them pushing, because what was season 1 wasn't, I don't know what the TV ratings, I know like movie ratings, but yeah. I think it was like TV 14 or whatever. Oh yeah, we have a war criminal in Ahsoka.
It's true. Oh wow, I'm glad you did that. I got one.
You did?
The world's weirdest looking.
I feel left out. I feel like I need a chopper now.
I can't. I'd push the button, but he won't stop talking.
Yeah, I had to take the batteries out of Lola, the automated one.
Yeah, he just keeps, I was trying to record a video and I pushed the button and I was like, I forgot that you just keep on going, and had to restart the video. I'm so mad.
He's like, well, listen, I'm the star now, and the whole video is about me.
Also, I don't know if we said that it's Chopper. It
is Chopper. It is Chopper. I have like a Chopper droid that we made at Galaxy's Edge, but I don't have him in the one room that has all the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on here? Last bit of news, and this one's kind of just a fun little thing. But Mark Hamill finally met Natalie Portman, which, if any of you know, this has like been, I feel like, years in the making. So he posted a picture of himself alongside Natalie, because they both attended the 2024 Golden Globes the other night. She was nominated for her movie May December, and Mark presented the award for a new category, which was cinematic box office achievement. So like I said, back in 2018, Mark posted a tweet, which I guess is now X, that he had never met Natalie Portman. It's the worst thing, because now everything references Twitter is X, so it's like, I know this, he did this as a tweet, like this is yeah. a tweet. But he posted that he had never met Natalie Portman. She went on to, I think, Stephen Colbert, and was like, yeah, it's unfortunate, like we've just never had the opportunity to meet each other. So they finally met. So now Mark has met both his space mom and his space dad, and the world is all is well. All is well in Star Wars.
I was glad to see that Mark was there, because I thought he should have gotten a nomination for something for his role in The Fall in the House of Usher on Netflix.
You guys haven't watched that? Oh, it's right up your alley, Mark. I know. I keep getting sucked in other things.
Crushes his role.
Did you guys watch The Machine?
No, but I know he's the dad in that.
It's so dumb, but it's so good. We ended up going and seeing this comedian. What the heck is that guy? I can't remember his name. Bert Kreischer. Yeah, we went and saw him when he was at Eagle Bank. Mm-hmm. And he did the whole skit, but that movie, highly recommend. It's on Netflix.
I'll have to check it out. I remember when the trailer came out and I was like, is that Mark Hamill? I was like, oh, he's Bert's dad. Okay, perfect.
I had no idea. And then he pops up on screen and I was like, no way.
Yeah, that's Luke Skywalker.
Awesome.
But that's it. Like I said, fun. Not a whole lot of news. So I'm going to toss it back to you, BP, for the cargo hold.
Put Captain Solo in the cargo hold.
All right, Squadron, you know how this goes. Before we get into the toy news, we talk about our pickups from the last time we talked. And our lists are light, but not too light-ish.
Which is kind of crazy because the holidays just happened. And I feel like was it last year or the year before that when we did this? It was like 20 pages of here's everything we got.
Yeah. I'm just out of space. Like it's like no, like... I have nowhere to go. I can't go up anymore. I can't go down. I can't go sideways. I'm just out of space.
This year we were like small Christmas.
Yeah. All right. Well, Todd, you only have two things, so let's start with you.
Okay. So, like I said, on the smallest list, I only have two things. I did get a Quest 2 for Christmas from my fiance's family. So of course, the first thing I did was get the two Star Wars games that are on the Quest, which is Vader Immortal and Tales from the Galaxy's Edge. I sweat so ungodly much when I'm wearing that thing.
Like, I remember the first time the rubber thing to protect.
Oh, I've got all kinds of like add-ons. I pimped it out. I've got like I remember the first time I put it on. I was like, oh, this is different. So yeah, I played the first episode of Vader Immortal. That was really fun. And then I've done a little bit of Tales from the Galaxy's Edge. Haven't gotten motion sick yet, which is a win because that thing will throw you off like crazy. But it's wild being able to like put it on. It's like, oh, that's Oga's. There's a drink. Let me just grab this. I've like run into like stuff in my house like multiple times because I keep messing up my boundary space. So it's good. It's extra. It's the fully immersive Star Wars experience minus the younglings.
For now.
I'm waiting for the Anakin Slayer 9000 game where you just I've seen mods for games where people basically create the Order 66 scene. I'm like, I don't need it, but you know, it's do I need to scratch that itch? Do I want to be the chosen one?
You have that moment where you're like,
well, maybe.
It has been a pretty shitty week.
Come here, you. So got that, been playing with that. That's been a lot of fun. And then the other thing that I got is, I don't know if you guys have heard of this thing. It started, I think, at Celebration Anaheim the year I went, but it's called Mosh Eisley. It's like emo night, but Star Wars, the guys over at Think the Maker.
You were in. So excited for it. I remember.
I was, very it clearly. Was so much fun the year I went. So they've been doing it every year since. I think they've done like San Diego Comic-Con. They had one. They did one at New York Comic-Con. They did the most recent one is going to be at MegaCon in Orlando. But they finally put merch online to order. So I got two patches. One has got like a bunch of different bands and logos and stuff. But Star Wars. So like one's like All Time Lobot instead of All Time Low. It's got the Descendants logo. But I forget what that one is. It's got just a whole bunch of like punk and pop punk bands, but Star Wars. So that's really fun. So I got that, and I just got one that's the logo. So if you're going to MegaCon, I'd check it out. It's fun. It's a lot of fun music and Star Wars. A lot of Star Wars. So
I have some friends in the Rogues of Mandalore who are going to it in Orlando. So people are jazzed for it. I know that. All right, Darth Maury, let's hear it.
All right. I got just a few little things. For Christmas, I was gifted a Darth Vader meditation chamber snow globe. That's from Hallmark. I don't have we can't find any AA batteries in this house, and I just keep forgetting to order them. So I haven't turned it on. I don't know what it looks like lit up or anything like that, but it looks really cool. Hot Topic was doing a sale, so I bought all of the Darth Maul clothes that I want. Unfortunately, those wide leg jeans come all the way up to my chest. So they will have to get returned because I don't have 7-inch platforms to wear with them.
I think this purchase might be my fault.
Oh yes. You guys sent me the links for like showing me all this stuff a long while ago. And then Hot Topic was like, we know you needed a discount day. And so I got a sweater and another. I have two now friggin' tie-dyed Darth Maul shirts. One's purple and one's red. I'm wearing the crap out of those. I got my Asajj New York Comic Con exclusive lounge fly bag today.
That one is my fault.
Yes, definitely. I got as my Secret Santa gifts, I got a Star Wars Year by Year coffee book, which I need to like open up and show you guys because it's pretty cool. I don't know if coffee table book. I don't know if you've seen that one. And then the animatronic chopper, which I will not push the button of because he'll just keep going. And then I didn't even know this existed. And had I known, I probably would have already owned it. But I was gifted a Darth Maul Apple Watch band. So that was pretty nifty. But that's all I got.
I like it. Darth Maul heavy for Darth Maury. Who would have thought?
What a curveball.
Yeah, no curveball. No one saw that coming.
Hey guys.
Generally of
Darth
the light,
Maul. Maury.
All right. My turn. Let's see here. I got another one of the Star Wars light that we all have. Just says Star Wars.
Don't you have three of them now?
I have two.
Oh.
Would you like a third?
This one I end up putting it in into my Kenner collection, so it's like part of it's holding up the Millennium Falcon, so it looks really cool when it's all lit up.
I'm actually not sure where mine ended up.
I did not return that because I was I had an idea. I got gifted 15 days of Star Wars socks box.
Yes, I wanted one of those.
Like Star Wars themed.
Oh,
and they all one pair is just the Mythosaur logo, like over and over again. I was like, wearing these every day.
Hell yeah.
I've wanted this forever. I got this Star Wars War of the Bounty Hunters omnibus. It's been $100 since they announced it, but for some reason on Amazon, they had it for 60. Look at the size of this thing.
Yep.
Should be thick.
Listen. It weighs probably 3 to 5 pounds.
Yeah. It was a lot of books.
It's a lot of books.
It's a lot of crossover books.
So, like,
I was like, I'm going to pick up each one of these, and then I'll like the offshoots. And I was like, nope, not possible.
Nope.
I was sitting here thinking of the night before I purchased it. I was like, I would like to read that storyline. And I was thinking to myself, it's like 60 comics I did have to get out.
I don't even think I finished it.
Yeah,
I think I maybe got halfway through and didn't finish it. I have all of them. I just don't have time to read comic books anymore.
I same issue with Maury. I don't have any AAA batteries, and I never remember it. But I got some Mythosaur car door projector lights.
When you open it and it goes on the floor, man, those are so cool. That truck is tricked out.
It's like the most subtle Star Wars truck you've ever seen, because unless you're like literally looking for it, like inches from it, you'll never see it.
I need to see this in person.
It's fantastic.
You just need to put your Mando armor like in the bed of it. So everywhere you drive, it's like, what's this?
I can't wait. Like, I'm gonna wear my Mando armor when I drive to AwesomeCon. so just to say, I'm pulling up on my ship. I got a couple patches. Cause I told you, I think I might have mentioned this on the show. I found out accidentally that the Velcro backed patches stick to the roof of your car, like the liner. So I've been obsessed with putting in patches in there now. So I have a Bad Batch patch. I just got a Stay on Target, the Luke's targeting computer.
Stay on Target. And then
I ordered this Olga's coaster, the Rancor.
Nice.
It's the Velcro. But they sent me the wrong one initially, which is just the regular Olga's with like the martini glass on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, you guys sent me the wrong one. So they just sent me this and told me to keep the other one. So
nice.
I put that up there. I got this. I think I showed you guys this, but I got a Mythosaur Mando wallet.
That thing is clean.
It's so nice.
Is that the one from Heroes and Villains?
Heroes and Villains, yeah. And then you open it up, it's got Beskar.
They've got some nice Mandos. They've got some nice Star Wars stuff.
I know. I want to buy so much of that stuff, and I'm like, no, no, no.
Their prices are not collector friendly.
Yeah.
says the three people with more than five toys. But
with just hey, I only have two.
Thousands of dollars right behind us.
My money goes into other statues.
And then last thing I got was this No Hope Darth Maul shirt that just came out. No Hope Supply. It's where it's half Skull, half Darth Maul. It's pretty sick. It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah. My daughter does not like it. It is scary. All right, so let's hop into the toy news. For everybody who sent us DMs over the last 3 weeks about our last episode, angry that we've talked you into buying Hot Toys. Sorry. But
we'll never be sorry.
Guess what? There's some more Hot Toys news.
What?
Recently announced from the Ahsoka series, a Night Trooper. Just a regular TK Trooper with the wrappings, the red wrappings, and just overall grit. $240. Shipping date October this year to March next year. But if you buy it now, if you pre-order now, it's $25 down payment. It's not refundable, so you can cancel it at any time, but you don't get that $25 back. But that makes the payment only $54 a month. So that's not real money.
Such a please sponsor us.
Please. And then the other one was, and I have no reason, like no actual reason to want this so badly, but Captain Enoch from the Ahsoka series was also announced at $245. I don't need it. He said like three things. He just looks cool. It's just like the curse of Star Wars.
Really, he looks so cool with that like gladiator Praetorian guard looking helmet.
Yeah. How cool would that be right there between my Obi-Wan mythos and my episode one den? How good would that look? Oh! All right, then lastly, this is not a new item at all. It's in stock. You could order it today and get it probably at the end of the week. But it's on sale. It's the Anakin Skywalker mythos statue. It's usually $590 doll hairs. But this time, $442. Free shipping. That's a steal. If you collect the mythos like Mari does.
Your real question, BP.
Sith mythos.
Sith mythos. BP, are you going to get the premium format Obi-Wan Kenobi mythos?
I'm really trying hard not to. I not knowing exactly what it looks like right now is helping. But I know as soon as they like show it and it's awesome, I'm like French toast.
Oh, those premium formats are also like, what, quarter scale? So that's going to be like 2 feet. Yeah. 2 feet of Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
You need that in your life.
I know it. I know it. I don't like it, but I know it. What did Lando say? I don't like it, but I respect it. All right. So Funko Pop, they just won't stop. 1 minute they're losing millions of dollars. The next minute they're just throwing out new things. Who knows what's going on with them? But anyway, they put out maybe the greatest two-pack in the history of two-packs. That's right. This is exactly what you thought I would say. A GameStop exclusive Jar Jar Binks and General Grievous two-pack.
I really didn't understand why they included them together. I was like, is this because Jar Jar is a bold one?
I've been racking my brain trying to think of Clone Wars, Rebels, Jedi Tales. Have they ever even been on the screen together? Are they saying Jar Jar became Grievous?
Because he's not Bombad Jedi, right? I know they see each other. Don't they see each other in a comic? Isn't there a comic where
in one episode Jar Jar Binks successfully posed as Boss Leone and trapped General Grievous in a Gungan trap?
All right, there's the connection.
There it is. Thank God we got to the bottom of that.
One single episode, Funko 2-pack.
So, anywho, GameStop exclusive. You can go check that out.
Or pass, you know, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
or hear me out. You take that bunny and you go buy Hot Toys instead.
Hey, if you're listening to this and you're a Funko Pop collector, you do you, boo boo.
Yep.
But you should sell your collection affordable. And go get Hot Toys.
They're super affordable. They're easy to display.
I wonder how much my collection's worth. Could I buy that new Mythos?
Probably.
For this Jar Jar and Grievous 2-pack. And then the other Funko Pop announcement was an Amazon exclusive Grogu with the Anzel and Droidsmith. No touchy. I think our last episode came out on December 12th, and the day after this was announced, the Vintage Collection Jango Fett Deluxe figure. It looks cool. I'm not going to buy it because it's in box, not a window, but.
And it's got that lovely deluxe pricing.
That lovely deluxe pricing.
For some flame effects. I was like, really? Like, this is where we've gotten? I almost feel like it's just got, like, the Boba adjacent tax. It's like, oh, this is related enough to Boba Fett. Yeah. Extra money.
Yeah. Deluxe, LOL, as they said. Yeah, I don't know, man. The prices have gotten so wildly out of control for these TVCs that I just don't even take them serious anymore. Like, there's a Revan out on stores right now that if I saw it, I'm not going to lie to you, I'd buy it. I'm too deep into it not to, but I don't like it.
But I don't like it. I don't agree to it, but I accept it.
Yeah. But at least it's in a package, the packaging I like. It's the regular old-fashioned bubble on card.
I was really hoping when they announced the deluxe Jango that it was going to be on a bubble card. Because the last Jango is like insane to get on a bubble car. Like, it's like hundreds of dollars. I'm like, really? Like, that's the one figure I want on card is like $300. Like, no, thank you. I'll go buy a Hot Toys. I can buy Hot Toys. I did buy Hot Toys
Jango for $300. Yes. I can see it shiny back there. And then last toy news that I saw this past couple weeks was a Black Series 2-pack. When I first saw it, I thought it was fake. I thought it was like AI generated. But it's not. It's real. It's the C-3PO and Super Battle Droid 2-pack. And it's C-3PO's, it's just his head, but it was when his head was on the Battle Droid in the Geonosis Arena. So, I mean, pretty cool. I thought it was fake, but it looks pretty cool. It's a Hasbro Pulse exclusive. No, I don't think a price was given that I saw. But if I had to guess, $40.
Hot Toys also made this.
Slightly more than $40.
Just add a zero to that.
a Super Battle Droid Hot Toys would be absolutely gnarly, though. Ooh, a Mythos Rolly Boy? A Droidekai Mythos?
Oh, my gosh. Absolute
gnarl city.
I don't know if they made a Droidica Hot Toys figure. I think they made a. I don't. Oh, did they make a suit? Because I know they did a whole bunch for the 20th anniversary of Attack of the Clones.
Yeah,
like they did a 3PO. Like, they did the battle droid with the 3PO head, and then they did the 3PO body with the battle droid head. So, I can't remember if they did a super battle droid though. I think they did.
You know, speaking of anniversaries, we are 4 months away from the 25th anniversary of Phantom Menace. You know what we should do? And we're going to do this on air. Why not? We should do a Phantom Menace collecting episode. And just talk about the craziness that was the toy scene when it came out.
That era was a fever dream, because that's when I, like, obviously I was a kid when Phantom Menace came out, so like I remember just the walls of toys.
Red and black.
That's when Lego started making Star Wars stuff. So that's the best. That's also like the best Star Wars packaging is that Phantom Menace collection.
Yes.
Easily. Hands down. No competition. You had the comm chip things.
Yep.
Those were great.
Comm link. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. I miss it.
I have a few toys from that era that are all Darth Maul.
So we're doing now here. Our May episode is going to be Phantom Menace and 25th anniversary collecting edition.
Excellent.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. I will dig out the totes of Phantom Menace toys that I still have.
I think I've got one battle droid that like has survived from my childhood that I have on my shelf somewhere. It's like one of those like damaged, like battle damaged battle droids.
I was the weirdest kid. We didn't have shit growing up. So when I started getting these toys, I left them brand new in package. I didn't even play with them. I just stared at them. So I still have all this stuff not opened.
Like, wow.
All these years later. So that's going to be exciting.
It was your future and you didn't even know it.
All right. Well, that's it for toy news. So I guess let's hop into what we guess would be our main topic for this episode. Time check. Oh, we're good. We're Gucci. So, Star Wars 2024. What do you think, guys?
It's a lot. There's a good chunk of stuff coming in 2024.
So, like, what's confirmed right now to come out this year?
So, I think the only things that are confirmed are the Acolyte, Skeleton Crew, again, pending. Acolyte, I think, is like a shoe-in. Skeleton Crew, I think, is like a pretty solid bet, maybe for later, but I do think they have to do reshoots. And obviously the strikes, we talked about this the last episode, but the strikes kind of messed up the timelines for some stuff. So Skeleton Crew, I think, should be 2024. Animation, I think, is good to go. So we've got Young Jedi Adventures. We've got the last season of The Bad Batch. And then we've got the second season of Tales of the Jedi. Of those, I think the ones I'm most excited for are The Acolyte, just because the whole concept is, it like scratches my brain.
Yeah.
Like in the best way possible. I'm like, I really want more information on this. So the Acolyte really interests me. And then I think it's a tie between Bad Batch season 3, just because it's the last season and it's going to be an emotional roller coaster, and Tales of the Jedi season 2, because that was like a sleeper series for me that I really like kind of casually eventually watched. And I was like, oh, this is pretty fun.
I am not looking forward to the Bad Batch season 3 because I know what they're going to do. I know what they're going to do to my sweet boy.
They're going to leave him alone. They're going to give him a happy ending.
They won't know it. Look what they did to Paz Vizsla. Look what they did to him.
Look what they've done to... Oh, Joe, let's not even get into that. I'm still not emotionally recovered from that. His sweet, sweet death.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that, but I am jazzed for the Acolyte. I cannot wait.
I'm so excited. So excited for the Acolyte.
All those red sabers during the High Republic era, like, that's gonna be awesome. Like, think about like the costumes alone, because it's the High Republic is bougie.
Oh yeah.
Like, their costumes are and just bougie.
Can't it's, wait. It's gonna be a lot of gold, like just a lot of gold and flowing robes and
I have no idea what Skeleton Crew is going to be about. Like, I know it's Jude Law, and that is the extent of my knowledge of the show.
So, I mean, I know the premise of the show is, and what they've hinted at and the little bits they've released, is that it's going to be a group of kids who like find themselves in the vastness of the galaxy. And Jude Law, I think, is playing a Jedi maybe. So we'll see. I'm kind of interested to see what Jude Law does with it, because I haven't really watched anything with Jude Law in I don't know how long. But I enjoy him as an actor. And I know it takes place in the same time period as Mando, which also is kind of the same time period as Ahsoka. So I'm sure it's going to be cameo palooza. Like, we might see some characters that we saw in Mando seasons 1 through 3. I can see them maybe ending up somehow visiting Ahsoka and Sabine. And that's how they like kick off Ahsoka season 2. Like, it's all going to play in one giant, everything's connected universe.
Yeah.
And it's John Watts, who I enjoy some of the movies he's done.
Did he do an episode of Mando?
I don't remember if he did or not.
I want to say season one he did.
No, it wouldn't have been season one. It would have been two or three because Taika, it was Taika, Rick, Bryce, John. I think that was it. I think it was just the four or five and Dave.
So I think it was never mind. I am confusing John Watts with somebody else. Never mind.
No. So I don't know. That could be a sleeper one, but I think the Acolyte is going to be like the one that everybody like nonstop talks about, just like they did for Andor.
I need all the toys, all of them. Hot toys, Mythos, lightsabers, Legos.
It's gonna be a lot.
I'm buying a house this year. I can't afford all of that.
But I just think you're gonna have more space.
I'm so excited. So much more space.
Now I do think that the Acolyte, none of this has been confirmed, but I think that there's gonna be multiple seasons of the Acolyte, so I am curious to see how many episodes we get a season. I don't know if that's also been confirmed or not. And
I got a good guess.
If I bet it's going to be somewhere around eight. I'm going to hate the number eight by the time Star Wars is done.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get some longer. I mean, Andor was what, 12?
Yeah.
So maybe we get, and Andor's getting a second season. So maybe we get 12, maybe we don't. Maybe I just cry.
I just watched Rogue One yesterday, and A, still an amazing film, and B, just makes Andor that much better.
I think what I'm most excited about Andor is the fact that you're going to be able to go from Andor Season 1 to Andor Season 2 to Rogue One to A New Hope all in one.
Yeah.
And it'll all work perfectly.
Star Wars.
Ooh, Star Wars.
Once again, I started my new year watching the Death Star explode right at midnight.
I'm proud of you.
That's going to be my new tradition.
That's so funny. That's what I call it, too.
2 years in a row. It got a second, BB.
What else was there? Oh, the Tales of the Jedi Season 2.
Yep. I think it'll be good. I don't think they've got, again, we haven't gotten like any info on like 90% of the stuff, which the Acolyte and Skeleton Crew, I'm kind of like, it's all right. It's the new year. Let's get the ball rolling. Let's get some announcements. Let's get some info. I know we got some stuff at Celebration, but
yeah,
come on now. It's time to start letting, let's get the marketing campaign going. Let's get all this info out there.
Did they give us an idea of when Acolyte might start?
As far as like timeline wise or when we might see it show wise,
like on Disney Plus, I think what August has been pretty.
I don't know. I feel like the whole, cause I think Skeleton Crew was supposed to come out like in a couple months. Like, I think that was supposed to be early 2024. And then the Acolyte was going to be late 2024. And then they were going to put the animated stuff in between. But obviously if Skeleton Crew has to do reshoots, then that pushes that to the end. So I don't know if they're going to move the Acolyte up, but then they don't probably want Skeleton Crew to overlap too much if they're doing Ahsoka or Mando stuff. So who knows when we're going to actually see all of these, but these are the ones that are at least like, there's a press release that says coming in 2024.
Yeah.
These bad boys.
Well, speaking of supposedly coming in 2024, Star Wars Outlaws for the video games.
You're fine.
We'll see. Really hope that it doesn't get pushed. I do too. My gut tells me it will.
This, the obviously there, we haven't seen a whole lot of stuff. We have seen some gameplay footage of it, and the gameplay footage that we've seen, I am like, I'm all in. I'm like 120% sold on this game, mainly because I'm gonna find some way to just get like sidetracked for 12 hours, like playing God knows what, some side game or like any game like that, like Red Dead Redemption 2 or anything where there's like a side game where you can like go play poker or something. Yeah. I'm going to be, so you just go and play Sabacc for like 6 hours. Like, what are you doing? Well, I just wasted 12 hours of my day playing Sabacc and Star Wars Outlaws.
How did Todd become a professional Sabacc player in a fake game?
I'm taking my skills on the road.
I really hope this doesn't get pushed back, because right now the track record has been games getting pushed back, so I'm really hoping that this one doesn't, because it looks awesome. If you haven't watched the gameplay yet, just search it on YouTube. It's just some official gameplay. So it looks so good, like crisp. The functionality looks great. Please give it to us.
I would argue this has probably been one of the best runs of Star Wars video games recently, because we had a Battlefront 2, and then we went into the Star Wars Jedi series. So you had Fallen Order and Jedi Survivor, which are both great story games. And now you have Outlaws, which is the first game from Ubisoft, and Massive, which I have mixed feelings about Ubisoft. They did some good stuff with the Assassin's Creed games, and then... So, like, we know they can do the open world stuff really well, but also some of those games get kind of repetitive and boring. So I'm like, oh, hopefully we don't get too much of that. And it's set between Empire and Return of the Jedi, so it's in that kind of, I feel like, sweet spot in the Star Wars saga.
Mm-hmm. Actually, speaking of Star Wars video games and Battlefront 2, if you're listening to this, help me bully Mari into playing Battlefront 2 with me on Xbox, and she just got an Xbox.
I've downloaded two things to that Xbox. Can you guess what one of them is?
Is that not Baldur's Gate 3?
It's definitely Baldur's Gate 3.
No.
And the other one is Crunchyroll.
Putting that Xbox to good use with Baldur's Gate.
Yikes. It's been turned on like 3 times since we got it. It's fine. I was supposed to actually play tonight with the Loading Snacks crew, but they got started really late. So I was like, I have to record tonight.
I think I've played Baldur's Gate 3 a handful of times, and every time I'm like speed running to my death, I'm like, oh, this looks like a lovely catacomb. Oh, I'm dead.
Mark me down to scare aroused.
There's definitely a lot of arousal in that game. I will say that. I do roll for seduction a whole lot and fail.
That's no. I did romance Karlach and then break her heart, because I'll never betray my vampy beautiful boy.
didn't the voice actor win the game award for best voice actor?
Yep. Yeah.
Nice.
I was very proud
of your vampy boy.
We got two more game things on here. Yep. One of which I'm not even putting it on here. But one is Dark Forces Remastered. It's the game from 95 is coming out February 28th. So that's next month, folks. Just and then the last thing, the supposed game, Star Wars Hunters.
Supposed.
I can't get over the fact that they had... I cannot state this enough, the massive display that they had at Star Wars Celebration Anaheim. Like, it was one of the biggest displays at Celebration that year. And it's like still in limbo. It's like,
it's not real. It's not real. I'm telling you right now.
Some people have played it. Like, it did a soft launch in some areas, but the whole game is just not. So I don't know.
In the notes for this episode, it says Star Wars Hunters. In parentheses next to it says Navy LOL. Literally, that's what we've been saying. Like, it was supposed to be a thing, and then is it?
I'm like the lady on the plane, and Star Wars Hunters is the guy in the back. That motherfucker is not real. This is not a real game. This is never coming out.
I think it's actually just a tech demo. They're like, look what we can make. You can't play it, but look what we can do.
It's a tax write-off or something. I'm telling you. Weirdest thing.
Oh, man. We'll see. If it comes out, I got to get it. Just for the amount of times that we've talked about this game.
Well, someone's got to play it. If it ever comes out, I will absolutely download it. It's a phone game, right?
It's phone game? And Switch, which I don't know how that's going to work. Like, I feel like the people on the Switch are going to have a slight competitive advantage over the mobile gamers. But those mobile gamers are built different, so who knows?
Weird. But yeah, if it ever actually comes out, I will get it just to eat crow. But I'm confident it will never come out.
We'll actually play it while we're recording. We'll have a whole five-minute session of us getting just absolutely destroyed.
But it's mostly us silent, and you just hear
button clicking.
All right, so what else we got for that's like for games, right? For 2024.
Yeah, that's the big bulk of games. Like I said, I think Outlaws is kind of the big, like, this is the game. So yeah, we'll see if it actually comes out in 2024. If games have been like, if it's anything like the rest of games, like major studio games, it'll probably get delayed until 2025.
Yeah, next year. Which would suck because I don't want that to happen. Because it's been a minute since Star Wars game came out that I have liked.
You didn't like Jedi Survivor?
Nope.
Breaking my heart. Breaking my heart.
How do I don't ban dislike BP it. From here?
I don't so dislike. Like
you're gone. You're done.
You're dead. You're dead. All right, let's go on to books. This does not include comics, I'm assuming, because we would be here for 17 days
talking. There's about comics.
I have a note about some comics, but I left it pretty quiet. I just put High Republic Phase 3 because I know a couple comic runs are coming to an end and some are continuing. I think Afra's coming to an end and then the Bounty Hunters comic series is coming to an end.
Oh, man, I got an Afra omnibus and it's huge.
How many series is that?
I wrote it to you.
How many issues is that series up to now?
I don't even know. Oh, it's so many.
A lot. It's a lot. Yeah.
It's a great character, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I want to see in live action. You want to talk about cameos?
Wait, hey, we already have Chrisanne. Just put them together. Make me a happy little girl, you know?
The squeal. The absolute noises I would make if I saw Dr. Aphra walk across the screen in some kind of Mando episode or Ahsoka.
I'm still not happy that his name is Chrisanne now, not Black Chrisanne. But I'm not going to make a YouTube video about it, you know? So, yeah, speaking of High Republic, they just put out a High Republic encyclopedia, character encyclopedia. It's on wherever you can buy books, but Amazon, if you're feeling Amazon-y. It's pretty cheap, too, particularly for what it is. Highly recommend it. If you've never even read anything High Republic, the characters alone, the Jedi characters alone are awesome. So it's worth a look. Worth a Google, even. All right, what else is there? The Living Force. Ooh, John Jackson Miller, friend of the show. Episode, I want to say 10, we had him on. And he was great. He spelled my name wrong in the book that he gave me, but sorry for that. That's when I was still using my government name. John Jackson Miller's Return to Star Wars, April 9th. That's coming up, folks. I had a panic attack today that March is in 2 months because I have a show, Awesome Con's in 2 months, and I do need to get my shit together. So yeah,
Con Crunch is for.
Yeah, it's real, and this gray hairs are from that. story set in a year prior to the Phantom Menace and described as a road trip with each member of the Jedi Council.
I want the Yaddle road trip experience.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
That sounds like an awesome time. It's the Yoda and Yaddle's intergalactic adventure.
That's when I become a Sith.
All their cars that they drive are their Hot Wheel version cars that have been put out over the years. So Yoda and Yaddle is just a really weird green car with giant ears.
Giant ears.
No parking there is. All right, The Glass Abyss. It's another tie-in to the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace. There, I love this. I love that they're going hard into this.
Me too.
Anniversary. Stephen Barnes' new book will follow Mace Windu as he embarks on a mission to fulfill Qui-Gon's final request. This book's scheduled to come out on August 6th of this year. I guess the 25th anniversary. It's been 25 years. We've never talked about this on the show. Did Mace survive? Is Mace dead?
If he didn't survive, he should not have been on the council. The only Jedi to ever die by fall.
Thank you, Darth Mari.
I'm pretty sure Anakin just said take a seat on the street.
Oh shit.
With all of that force ability, but can't break the fall.
He is an absolute vagina.
the biggest piece of trash Jedi that's ever existed.
That list is long, I tell you.
Facts.
Oh, man. For folks who can't see us, there's nothing in Mari's background that is not Sith related. Like, she is the problem. Her hair's purple. Her nails are like 3 inches long of spikes. She's evil.
I might be wearing, I'm pretty sure this, yeah, it's an aborted t-shirt.
She is the Sith. She's all the Sith.
It's a metal band, by the way. Yeah. I just realized I was like, ooh.
Let me clarify real quick before you end up canceled.
Or that's the title of the episode, by the way.
What, aborted or Mari's canceled?
Either way.
Both.
It's aborted ... Mari's Flip canceled.
A Flip a coin.
And it's just me like screaming as the thumbnail.
Go like this.
I gotta do the ultimate YouTuber thumbnail, just like the.
I think of Mari with laser eyes in the background.
Like fire coming up behind her.
All right, we're running out of time. It's a stream yard.
What do you mean?
The Essential Legends Collections is coming. I don't understand this because they told us that this stuff isn't real anymore, and now they're pushing it out to us to buy again. Waves 9 and 10 of the Star Wars Essential Legends Collection has been announced, coming for 2024. The first will be released February 6th. That is very close to now. Will include X-Wing Wraith Squadron by Aaron Alston, Republic Commando Order 66 by Karen Travis, and The Knight Errant by John Jackson Miller. Wave 10 is set to come out June 4th and will include the titles X-Wing Iron Fist by Aaron Alston, Imperial Commando 501st by Karen Travis, and The Adventures of Lando Calrissian by L. Neil Smith. Lando Chronicles. Calrissian Chronicles.
I feel like they need
comic books.
Lando movie series, The Calrissian Chronicles.
Please and thank you. Okay, let's see here. What are we doing here? All right, comics. High Republic Phase 3. Don't even know where to start with this.
It's High Republic. It just keeps going.
Yeah.
I think I have 4 or 5 different High Republic books right now. It might be 6. They just keep coming out with new ones.
It's insane that they're all connected. The work they've done to have all these people. It's really not even that many people. Having these 6 people this much stuff that all connects. It's crazy. All right, so Celebration is what? Next year? 25th?
25? 2025. Yeah. Tokyo? I am still planning on being there.
Woo! At least I
was. How are you going to put Sean on a plane?
No, we were already planning on going to Japan. Like, we were going to Japan this spring. Then we pushed it to fall, and then they announced Star Wars Tokyo, and I was like, we're pushing it to 2025.
I barely fit on a plane. How does Sean get on a plane?
I'm saving all of my points so that we can upgrade.
I like it.
Do you have extra leg room?
Talk to me about where the pilots sit.
All right, let's see here. How do I get there?
Andor season 2 might get it this year, might get it 2024, probably not.
I have a feeling it'll be early 2025. I think the way that stuff is going to get shifted around because of the strikes, I think it's going to be Acolyte first and then Skeleton Crew, and then we'll get Andor like, I don't know, February, March 2025.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh God, there's so many more things on this list, and you have 1 minute.
No, it 1 hour and 1 minute. But I don't know how you say this director's name. Does anybody know how to say it?
Shermin Obaid Chinoy.
There you go. New Jedi Order movie. No Adam Driver, as we stated above. And then possibly John Boyega.
So this is the Rey movie.
Yeah,
that might not know. So we'll see. She's the one that also made some comments, and the hate mob decided to latch onto him. So I have a feeling. Hopefully this doesn't end up like The Last Jedi, where like people just end up starting an online war against the director, and then it spills into, just creates a whole bunch of vitriol and grossness and all that fun stuff. I'm excited. I think it's going to be fun.
Speaking of that, actually, we're an hour into this. No one's listening. But I went
if to you're listening, outlet. Please send BP a DM.
Yeah. Say, you know what? I'm listening.
I feel discounted because you don't think I'm listening.
I went to an outlet mall this weekend, and I just had a black t-shirt on with a coat on, but it wasn't zipped up. But I have my Mythosaur necklace I always have on, and I have my Darksaber Kyber crystal out. And this guy walks up to me. He's like, "You a Star Wars fan?" And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, I was impressed that he recognized the stuff. And he's like, "Yeah, man, me too. Except for all that Disney shit." I just went, "Fuck you, man."
Except for all that Disney shit. All right, well, you know, you had me, and you immediately broke my heart.
I was like, I was giving him none of my time. Like, I don't care. Like, if the first thing you're coming to me is like what you don't like, walk away.
You can have what you like and don't like, but like don't let other people in on that. Like,
yeah.
Don't be like,
I had the exact same thing happen to me before. Yeah. It was like, "Oh, you're a Star Wars fan? Man, I like everything except what Disney's doing." And I was like, "So literally everything that's happening right now, you don't like? So you only like the original trilogy?"
Yeah.
Good for you, I guess.
And those people were also the same ones that also hated the prequel trilogy. So really, they only like a select, small, tiny sliver of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. The worst. So anyway, I gave that guy zero of my time. Zero of my
zero anything. Out of 10. Would not recommend that guy.
Just walked right away from him. He was stunned.
I mean, I would be too. Man, I hate that Disney shit. Fuck you.
Yeah. Out of here. Literally walked away.
You should have said, "Sorry, Disney didn't write me a check to spend time here."
Yeah. I'm not being paid to hear your thoughts. What else was on this list here? James Mangold, Dawn of the Jedi movie, set roughly 25,000 years before the other films, will be biblical in scope.
I'm so excited for this one.
That's a long time. 25,000 years is a long time. I don't know if you guys, Mari might, because she hold her comic book store thing, but the Avengers did a storyline where it was like at the beginning of time and how
I have not read it and I don't know much about it, but I've heard of it.
But it was just weird. It wasn't bad. It was just strange. Like how like the Ghost Rider was on a Mastodon that was just on fire instead of a car, because the cars didn't exist. Just like stuff like that. So that worries me a little bit when it comes to that long ago. But then again, I don't know what their galaxy was like because it's far, far away.
That's true.
And then Dave Filoni's Mandoverse movie. By the time that movie comes out, we're going to have so many things to put into that movie. It's going to have to be movies, right?
No, I think they're going to keep it to one movie. My only worry, and this is like kind of the same worry I had with the Ahsoka series, is there's going to be so much that like builds to that. It's like an Avengers Endgame level event, but you have to watch all these TV shows. So I don't know if it's going to work for like just general audience. Like we'll go immediately. I'll go watch it like 40 times. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just throw my wallet at Dave and say thanks.
What is your subscription program for this film?
What is it, like AMC Stubs? Like, can I just come every day to see this one movie?
Yeah, I'm going to be here all day. What time do you guys open?
7 a.m. Cool. I'll see you until midnight.
Yeah, don't turn the popcorn machine on. Don't worry about that. Just open the door. Turn the fountain drinks on.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll open up. Don't worry.
Yeah, give me just the key. Like,
buy a movie theater.
It's just a play button now, right?
Yeah.
Calling the manager. Yeah, calling the manager at 7 a.m. Hey, how do you get this thing to work?
How are you in there? Listen, let's not talk about how. Don't call the cops. I'm here for a reason.
One question at a time, buddy.
I'm on a vision quest.
And I asked first.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Taika.
I was going to say, it's going to be interesting seeing what this Mando verse movie thing is going to be, considering all the stuff that's going into the Mando verse.
Yeah, I'm about to start my Mando rewatch, actually.
Excellent.
Start with season one, work my way to the end with a new friend who's not been in the Star Wars, who is interested in Star Wars now.
Yes, so, good, good.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
So we got Taika Waititi's Star Wars movie. I don't know what to think about this one.
I'm nervous about it.
It's going to be weird, but I think it's going to be too weird.
It's going to be bullshit. He said that his Thor movie was goofy because he didn't care about it and it was just a paycheck and he wanted that big paycheck.
Mm.
Although that was exactly what he was known for.
Yeah.
He's known for camp and that's really unprofessional for him to say. Like, I'm stunned that he said something like that.
But he also says a lot of stuff like that and is actually joking about it. And
yeah, you never know. Yeah.
he's like, oh, I'm just doing it like for the laughs. It's like, oh, okay. And he's like, no, actually, like I cared about this. But he's also, I mean, he did the finale of Mando season one, which is great. And then Jojo Rabbit's another movie that I really like that's really dark and heavy, but also has like comedy in it. So
yeah,
I think he can do something that's really, really cool with Star Wars, but I do worry he might lean a little bit too much into the camp like Love and Thunder.
Yeah. I mean, I love what we do in the shadows. So I don't want that in Star Wars though.
Yeah.
I just don't think it would work. Could you imagine like what we do in the shadows, but like Palpatine and
No, that's the Crimson Dawn.
Hey, wait, have you guys ever seen the show Dinosaurs? Like it was on TGIF back in the day.
Yeah.
Yep. He could do a Wookiee version of that. with no subtitles.
Just an hour and a half of just Wookiee noises.
And the crowd noise piped in.
Why does the Star Wars movie have a laugh track?
The weirdest thing ever, but it could work, you know.
Anyway, we're writing movies here, so if anyone wants to be
I'm gonna clip this out and tag Taika.
this is how we get our Disney shell checks.
We've got gold for you here, Taika.
Yeah, just call us, bring us into the writer's room.
We almost have all of our checkpoints hit to get the paycheck, by the way. So up next, Mando season 4, which we know we're getting, and then Book of Boba Fett season 2, we don't know. I have a really hard time believing that we're not going to get more Boba Fett content after him being on ice for so long and then to get a show, to be on the Mando, to be on his own show,
but I think then
just have to go away quietly.
The show was so underwhelming. Like, I can understand it going away just because, like, it's kind of forgettable for a lot of people. So it's like, oh, maybe just let that one go.
I was trying to think this the other day. So in the Book of Boba Fett, what happened in it that was good? And of those things that were good, was Boba Fett involved?
Fennec Shand.
Kersantan. Cad Bane. Cobb Vanth. Den. I guess the final scene where he rides the Rancor.
Cool. That was pretty cool.
Him and Den's like shootout, that was cool when they're fighting everybody back back to back. That was Boba Fett. That was cool.
Oh, wasn't there like a really sweet like chase scene?
Hey, don't you make fun of that chase scene.
This slow motion chase scene.
This is the world's slowest chase scene.
Little did we know they're all on pedal bikes.
They'd have been faster on pedal bikes.
Listen, I want to see more Boba Fett.
No one's saying we don't want to see Boba Fett. It's just kind of like, don't do what you did for season one.
I want to see more Boba Fett in his own series. mainly because Tem deserves it, because he was so excited and so great on the press circuit. But he's also
going to MegaCon.
I mean, I would love to see him in series, honestly, but I would also like just have Boba Fett back in any series, like because he works in all of them now, right?
Yeah, they can plug and play with him without breaking much of a sweat.
Mm-hmm. Because you know by now his armor's changed.
Don't say that.
Like he's got more doodads. Yeah, I know.
Literally, I know. After I ordered my Hot Toys Boba Fett with Thrawn, they're like, and now the Book of Boba Fett, Boba Fett. And I was like, I hate you guys. I hate you guys so much.
Disney, make sure that you're making another Boba Fett armor set.
Yeah. Well, they will.
Why does Boba Fett have more armor? Well, obviously, it's money.
You guys know that guy, Todd? He collects all the Boba Fetts, and we know we'll just get money from him. So,
yeah, there's a whole subsection of collectors that are just Boba Fett collectors. It's like, well, yes, I have Boba Fett, but I don't have Boba Fett from Empire Strikes Back, where he's got a different color jetpack, and obviously the Return of the Jedi one. But we can't also forget the prototype armor Boba Fett. And now you've got like seven, there's like 20 different Boba Fett armor variations.
Yeah, and just think, if we do another one, we could reuse the Black Series helmet mold again. Woo! Lucky number 7.
Getting that money's worth.
Lucky number 7. Oh. All right, Ahsoka Series 2 has not been confirmed, but what are they going to do with all that Thrawn if they don't do another series, another episode, another series, season?
Could you imagine if we just never got more? Well, like, they're just like, that's it. That's all you
we
get.
We brought Thrawn back. You're welcome.
Blue ball the entire Star Wars fandom.
Literally.
Yeah.
Sabine and Shin Hadi are in a different galaxy. They're dead. They're gone.
gone forever.
Thrawn's back. You're welcome.
He's just chilling on Dathomir.
Ezra and Hera meet each other again, and Hera looks like she didn't actually know who he was. Eric?
Jabba the Hutt?
And then the poor bastard child that is Star Wars Rogue Squadron.
Indefinite, unsure.
I would put money on this never happening.
I could see it getting reworked as a series.
Probably what it should have been from Jump Street, right?
I don't know. I think it would have been cool as a movie. Like, I look at, like, Top Gun, like Maverick. Like, if you do, like, a Top Gun Maverick, but Star Wars, that would slap. That would be so great. Even put Tom Cruise in it, just to really throw it all off. It's just Tom Cruise being Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, what stunts did you do? Well, I actually flew an X-Wing for this movie.
In space.
Oh, you can't do that. Listen, don't tell me what I can and can't do.
Would that work? Would a Star Wars Rogue Squadron work, like, for super casual moviegoers?
I think it could.
They see Star Wars Rogue Squadron, and all they know of Star Wars is Luke, Han, and Leia.
And they know the X-Wings too.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, I think if they leaned in heavily on, like, because the space scenes in Star Wars have always, like, look at Rogue One. Rogue One, the scene that I feel like everybody loves the most is the big giant space battle. Mm-hmm. It's one of the scenes that people really, really enjoy. So if you just had a movie that's like big giant cinematic space battles like that, I look at Revenge of the Sith, the opening shot is a giant space battle, and it's one of everybody's favorite opening scenes in Star Wars. Yeah. So I think that it could work as a movie, and I think it could work as a series. So it just depends. I would lean more towards the movie, because the series, then you start getting, like, it gets drawn out in parts, and then the action feels too short. So
that reminds me, I haven't finished Resistance.
So we'll see what happens with it.
All right. Well, I think we covered everything for 2024. Hopefully we get some of these things. that'd be great.
It's all shelved.
Yes.
All of it.
If it doesn't, 2025 is going to be huge.
Celebration.
Absolutely huge. That would be crazy. All right, kids, I think that's everything for this week. I will say, I wanted to say this at the top of the show, but I didn't want to bring a downer to it, but this episode was dedicated to the late Shauna Terpsich from Star Wars Lucasfilm Costume Design, who passed away suddenly at the age of 56. So this one goes out to her. I'm sorry, it was not great, but hope you enjoyed it anyway. But whatever app you're listening to this on, give us a review, 5-star, 5 gold stars, whatever the hell the review system is for your podcast platform. Help us out with that. Appreciate you.
We love hearing from you guys.
Yeah. If you have anything you want to hear us talk about, shoot us a DM. We'll probably talk about it. But until next time, remember, the Force will be with you always. Bye.